From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The play is called For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, and it has long been a cultural touchstone for African-American women. It ran on Broadway back in 1976, and today the movie version opens in theaters. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, fans who deeply loved the play are hoping the film measures up.
Playwright Intozake Shange called For Colored Girls a choreopoem, a sequence of poetic monologues with movement and dance that spoke to the joys and pressures and stereotypes of being a black woman.
Ever since I realized there was someone called a colored girl or an evil woman, a bitch or a nag, I've been trying not to be that.
That's Loretta Devine, one of the ensemble cast in the movie version, which also includes Janet Jackson and Whoopi Goldberg. When For Colored Girls debuted back in the mid-70s, black female voices were largely unheard on the American stage. People didn't know what to make of it. It was part poetry jam, part church, part therapy. It became a favorite of repertory companies around the country. This American Playhouse version for PBS features Alfre Woodard.
A lover I made too much room for, I almost walked off with all my stunt. And I didn't know I'd give it up so quick.
Like a lot of women who experienced the play for the first time, author Kim McLaren found the experience profound.
I'm hesitant to say this, but I think it's really true. It pretty much saved my life.
McLaren discovered the play when she was asked to perform it. At the time, she was feeling lonely and adrift as one of a few black students in her New Hampshire boarding school.
It was me, and I had never seen me on the page, on the stage before, and it was a gushing relief.
Ann McLaren says the play made her stop questioning the pressure to fit in.
That's who I am. I'm not just, you know, the negative of everything that's around me.
The play's original director, Oz Scott, says initially he was surprised at how possessive all kinds of women felt about Shange's play.
I went to a talk to a continuing education class at NYU, and it was a lot of older Italian women, older Jewish women, and they all said, For Colored Girls talked directly to them.
But while the play has devoted fans, it also has its critics, especially black men, who feel they got unflattering portrayals, as in this scene.
Get this. Just last week, my ex-old man comes in saying, Baby, I don't know how she got your number. I'm sorry.
No, this is it. Oh, baby, you know I was high. I'm sorry.
Even so, Loretta Devine says the men in For Colored Girls aren't demonized.
It's just examples of what can happen, and there are specific reasons for why the men are doing what they're doing.
When Lionsgate Films announced Tyler Perry would take on For Colored Girls, immediately black critics and pundits said, in essence, oh no. Perry has become famous and wealthy for producing a string of slapstick comedies for the studio about black working class families and, more recently, middle class relationship melodramas. When she was asked if she had concerns about the adaptation, Intozake Shange was diplomatic.
I'm hoping that there's enough of me in the show, enough of the language of the characters in this show, to hold it really, really together.
English professor Neil Lester of Arizona State University gets why some people are anxious about whether the play will make a happy transition.
I don't think it's unlike our expectations for Precious a year ago, for those who knew Push.
Professor Lester says there was the same kind of speculation when Perry produced a movie version of Sapphire's best-selling novel about an abused black girl. Even though Precious didn't follow Push exactly, he says, it received critical acclaim and acceptance.
What we also found is that the genre on some levels really did translate, and that a different kind of emotion could be arrived at, but an emotional connection nevertheless.
Director Oz Scott believes the movie will float or fail on its own merits, but he says whatever happens won't significantly alter the deep, visceral attachment many women feel for Colored Girls and his characters.
I think that the play is the play, the film will be the film, and Zaki's words will transcend all of it.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.